Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh.
Woody's Big Show, served up hot and fresh on a Robert Heck Diamonds Green and Gold Monday. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, inventor of the Leap Brat, coming to a store and restaurant near you sometime soon. He is Leroy Butler, as we broadcast live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios on a day in which the Packers celebrate a win over the Detroit Lions yesterday, doubling them up 42-21 yesterday. And on Friday, when we were making our predictions and Ryan Wood was making his predictions from the Green Bay Press Gazette, everybody was convinced that the Packers would win relatively comfortably in this football game yesterday. And we're taking your thoughts, your reactions, your questions for the two former Packers. Again, no other show gives you two former Packers to ask questions to and talk to the day after a Packer game, win or loss. Gary and Leroy are here each and every one of those days for the last decade and more. So dial it up now. Let's hear what you got to say to Gary and Leroy. Maybe you got some questions, some comments, get their thoughts on stuff. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. But when that game started off, I got to be honest, I had Leroy Butler in my head upon, I believe it was TJ Hockenson, they went to tackle. And Amos and Savage both went in trying to make the hit, as Leroy would say, and not trying to make the tackle, as both of them ricocheted off and he continued on his way upfield, Leroy. Mm-hmm. And I thought of you immediately.
Yeah, and that's something they wanted to do to get him the ball. And, you know, and I try to advocate to mainly to the safety, because once you miss, it can turn into big plays. So if you're a safety, all the young safeties out there, just get ready to play. Make sure you hit what you see. Keep your head up. Just get a guy on the ground. You get no style points anymore. Matter of fact, you can hurt yourself and you can really embarrass yourself, because you're going to see sometimes in the future a guy bounce off two guys and takes it 40 yards and score. So that's a lot of the mentality that you have. So you got to know when to turn it on and turn it off. And I think another thing, too, was the Marvin Jones Jr. effect. This guy's always put up touchdowns against the Packers, but he never got out of control. You know, so they were able to do that. So it's so good for them for not letting it get out of hand, because Detroit just went away from Hockenson for whatever reason.
Yeah, they did. And I'm not quite sure. Maybe the Packers get credit for taking him away, Leroy? Maybe it's Packers defense credit?
I'm going to say that Daryl Bevel, based on yelling at those guys on the sideline that he was doing, that they were all over the place. Because they started Johnson at running back. They really should have just started with Adrian Peterson and just see what happens. He did have a long run, but try to establish the run. But they did it. They came in just trying to had good tempo, though. Very good tempo for the most part. You know, throwing the ball around. But again, as Gary also talked about, Matthew Stafford's on that list for a reason. And that's the reason why I thought they should have took the ball out of his hands and just try to run the football. If you look at over the years, and this is kind of shocking to me, Steve, because we're in a pandemic, but the offense is so far ahead of defense, it's embarrassing. I mean, you saw the Dallas Cowboys game, the Atlanta game. You're thinking, okay, this is not the Super Bowl. You up 28-3 that you just collapsed. I don't know why that guy still has a job, you know, because he's supposed to be a defensive specialist, Quinn, but his defense is awful. So with no preseason right now, this leads into what the offense is about to do. The Packers offense, 1,000 points and over 80 points in 1,000 yards, in two games. And me and Gary talked about this today on Spectrum News 1 with Dennis. You can see that tonight at 7 o'clock if you have Spectrum. And it's kind of a head-scratcher because I've always known Gary and Steve and Pluck that defenses are ahead of offense just because we don't need all that terminology. It's just X's and O's. You know, our defense is a sentence. That's a hard word for me, a sentence. And theirs is a paragraph. So we're used to being a little ahead of them, even if we came back and played the same thing. But if you look around the league, you have to put in perspective what the Packers offense is doing. But from a defensive standpoint, every time they mention Kenny Clark's name, that he's not there, Steve, it means your defensive line is trash. It just does. Every time. Well, Kenny Clark, I said, if they show Kenny Clark one more time on the sideline, we know he's on the sideline. Okay? We need to talk about what's out there on the field, okay? But again, as Gary also pointed out, your offense is your defense, Steve. You got to get out to a big lead. But again, the reason why I didn't panic, because Detroit always plays them tough early, and then eventually they find a way to just give it away. So the Packers were just there to clean it up. But it is some disturbing things you'll see in the secondary. But it's not alarming. And that's the word that Gary used that was funny. It's a difference. It is truly a difference because, before I yield back, Steve, if you're going to be excited when they win as I am, then why do people get upset when they get upset by a team? You should be kind of even keeled on both.
Oh, that's not a fans aren't even keeled.
Well,
I know.
I'm trying to teach them to be excited for beating a bad team like Detroit.
Oh, sure. I mean,
don't just get excited when they beat the team, like if they beat, you know, the Saints.
I think I don't know how you can't be excited by watching this offense. On defense, that's
a
different story.
Well, you wait to hear Gary talk.
But offensively, I think you got to be pretty excited. But you said about the secondary and so forth. But there was this, Leroy.
What is the biggest defensive play for Detroit so far on that sack? And a pick and a six. It's going to be a touchdown for Chandon Sullivan. And that's the defensive play of the game for the Packers.
Shannon Sullivan with a couple highlights in that game. Leroy, he deserves some props.
Yes, he does. I mean, anytime you get a pick six, I get excited. Jair Alexander possibly could have had another one. But listen, that's the defense that Pettit wants to play. You know, we criticized him for playing that defense against San Francisco, who had a ton of injuries, by the way. So if you're Packer fan, you got to take advantage of all these injuries.
We got some breaking news on the fan, brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. I'll let Plucker say it. I just saw it myself. Go ahead, Dan Plucker.
All right, so this is coming from Adam Schefter. Bad news for the division rival Minnesota Vikings, probably the second best team in the NFC North, maybe. They just lost Anthony Barr for the season with a torn pec muscle.
This last week with injuries.
Bosa coming. That one coming too for San Francisco. Now, Gary, I don't know if that's the same knee, but he's had a knee problem. He's going to probably be out. But that's hard on a team that the quarterback just threw three picks, who they thought was going to be all this great player. And their offense has done nothing. And the defense is still trying to find their way with their young secondary. I don't know where – this is kind of a head-scratcher for Minnesota with all these injuries. That's why people say they want Matt Patricia fired. I'm like, wait, before you fire a guy, the guy missing three starters on offense, three on defense, that's going to happen. And this is also something – Gary, we talked about the soft tissue injuries. These injuries are just kind of, hey, man, it's part of football. You reach out too far. Remember Oren Burks had it, Gary?
Yeah.
And you kind of rip something there or a bicep. Mm-hmm. These injuries, I mean, whoever's sponsoring the injury report for the NFL, they're going to make a lot of money because you're going to get mentioned a lot because there's a lot of injury. Not to mention when Corey Linsley walked out, Gary texted me and said, now what? You know what the Packers do? They'll pack away, Gary. They just shuffle the line.
They'll move them around.
And next thing you know, Aaron Jones, it looked like the MVP candidate.
Yeah.
So you can really have a give a lot to the Green Bay Packers. They have injuries we don't even know about, Steve. I need to claim a little bit more time. I didn't even know they had a fullback on the roster, man. They moved a man up, and Jacob DeGuara got an ankle. I didn't know that. I mean, I'm like, well, where's Jacob? I didn't notice that till Sternberg dropped his second pass. I'm like, well, where's the rookie tight end from Cincinnati? Where? Oh, he out. They brought up 45 to be the fullback. Man, Matt LaFleur, the truth, cuz. He just shuffled him on in. Hey, you, Chris Barnes, you starting tomorrow. Coach, it's Saturday. I don't – you starting tomorrow. 45, fullback, I don't even know his name. You playing tomorrow. Hey, man, he got his team prepared. So we'll have to see how the other teams – man, this North, and then we had a question the other day, it was laughable. Are the Packers the class of the North? Child, please.
Okay, so your chance to talk to two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. They're anxious to hear your thoughts on the game from yesterday.
We get your takeaways.
Maybe they agree, maybe they don't. Maybe you got some questions of what you saw yesterday.
I'm excited about it, Steve. I don't know if Gary is. Y'all stay tuned for that. I don't know if he's excited. I'm excited about it.
Two and oh is great.
What do you mean, great, Steve?
Well, because like I just said, I mean, offensively, you got to be excited. Offensively, they're way better. Offensively, they're way better than we thought, for sure. And defensively, that guy, Gary, that, you know, we don't need production from, even though we drafted him, actually gave us some production, Gary, yesterday. Rashawn Gary did something.
No, he really did. And so, I mean, what, he got one and a half sacks responsible for the Matthew Stafford pick six by Sullivan.
Point,
yeah, I
Gary.
Mean, he's
good
starting
point.
To play well now. The draft, our draft pick from the Green Bay Packers a year ago. So, yeah, I mean, they play. I mean, you know, some of the stuff is starting to come together. I mean, offensively. I was trying to figure out, when did you immediately think of me, Steve? Was it the one pass that –
I didn't
that
think of you at all. I was thinking of Leroy.
I figured
Leroy.
Why
would I be thinking of you for?
When Aaron Jones took the one to the house with 75 yards.
Oh, I was thinking about how smart I was saying that Aaron Jones should have played more in McCarthy's offense when McCarthy was here, and you poo-pooed me and said, oh, we don't even know if he can even stay healthy for a whole season, Sparky. We don't even really know how good this guy is yet.
We did it. And, you know, I think you got to give credit to Matt LaFleur more than anything else than Mike McCarthy.
Well, I'm just saying, we could have had this prior.
Matt LaFleur is figuring out how to, you know, maximize his time and not overworking him and put him into different places. Yeah, you got to give Matt LaFleur all that credit.
Let me ask you this. Is there anything through two games, Gary? Because I guess I had my vision of what I thought this offense was going to look like, and it's not what I thought it was going to be coming in. I didn't think they would play out of the shotgun nearly as much as they've had so far in two games with Matt LaFleur. I mean, if you look at a lot of these other offenses that we talk about, they're not in the shotgun nearly this much. And, you know, they said that LaFleur and Rodgers came together in the offseason to try to figure out, you know, what this offense was going to look like in year two. And I got to think a lot of this has to do with Rodgers probably wanting to be in the shotgun.
Yeah, I think it looks more like what the Rams are doing than anything else. You still see a lot of bunch formations. You still see a lot tight inside the numbers with the receivers. You see routes off of those bunch formations. You see the receivers blocking off of those trips tight. But you see a lot of different plays, but the same formation. And so we knew that was the basis. So I guess you would say differently what be the shotgun set that they're doing. I mean, they are doing a little bit more of that. But I still think you still see the basis of that. I mean, when they had Todd Gurley, and they had another other running back they had with the Rams for a minute too, with Todd Gurley. They had a two-headed running back there as well. And they ran the football well. I mean, this offense looks more like that than it does the 49ers. I mean, I think you've got to give Matt LaFleur really a lot of credit. And I know a lot of people still want to see Aaron Jones get more touches than he's getting right now. Right now, I think he's getting more than what he should early on. But
I was shocked by how much he played.
Yeah, well, I know. You talked about that last week.
Because this is what I'd like to see every week. But I keep being told that it's not going to happen. So
yeah, well, I
keep being disappointed when I don't see it.
Yeah, I think you'll see different stuff every week, right? Last week was Devontae Adams, right? And this week it was Aaron Jones. And depending on if Devontae can play against the Saints, you may find it may be more about Tonyan. I think Tonyan is ready for a huge breakout game right now. He seemed to be the leading candidate as far as the tight end is concerned.
Not Chase Sternberger.
No, not after this last game. Might see him bounce back. But listen, for me, Steve, I talked about Aaron Jones, and I said he'd get over 150 yards.
You did? You called it again. Yep.
But I think more importantly, Steve, the offensive line, right? This offensive line, I don't want to get too crazy about the 2-0, but this offensive line may be the best offensive line in the league right now today after two games. I mean, Wagner came in and played well. I mean, very well.
They're showing depth, that's for sure.
Yes, they're showing a lot of depth. They're showing a lot of versatility. You remember when they tried to do this under Mike McCarthy? Mm. All this depth and versatility, they just couldn't get it done. I should let everybody know, too, I'm in a two-dog formation today. I got the big dog and the little dog.
That's fine.
And, yeah, so they both going to fight over the stick right here, so I got to try to get it moved out of the way once we get
on this
commercial break.
No, just get two sticks.
But anyway, I think when you look at the Packers right now offensively, we probably didn't think they could rush for like over 200 yards almost every game. But it feels like they can do that.
And LaFleur, who I fell sucker for last week, we're going to use A.J. Dillamore. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You didn't use him until the game was over. Then you brought him in.
Right, because the other two guys were hot. He's the third guy. He's a rookie. So
I know
he's
gotta
get in where he fit
in. I know.
But the other two guys were hot. You couldn't get him off the
field. Jamal Williams played good again. That's 2 weeks in a row he's played well. Yeah.
You see, they had 1,000 yards in two games. They didn't get over 1,000 yards to game four last year.
Oh, my God. Oh.
So if you put that in perspective, and again, if you look around the league, touchdowns are way up, and these defenses look pathetic. And all your defense got to do is bend, don't break. Now, Baltimore's defense is at another level, but all your defense has to do is get turnovers, and it can be the 15-1 season. You got to score 40 every week to win.
Now it's going to be whoever's the healthiest is going to win. After what we just saw this last weekend,
no, you're right.
Now it's just going to be whoever can survive this.
Like.
Yeah,
yep.
Whoever can survive it. All right,
but one thing real quick before I forget, you're going to see some big-time trades in the next 2 to 3 weeks. I'm telling you, the Houston Texans need a receiver bad. They're going to overpay. They had Hopkins. But you're going to see a lot of trades. I don't know if the Green Bay Packers will be involved because they only got $9 million. But stay tuned for some big trades to happen in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Huge trades.
Well, Giants can have a fire sale now without Saquon Barkley getting healthy. Okay,
exactly.
Lines are lighting up. We'll get to your calls coming up next. But first, Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back, will tell you where to go to get the best jewelry that Gary buys.
Yeah, it's the Jewelry Center. Dean Murray is the owner. 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mile Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building. A new location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, I guarantee you right now, if you're going somewhere else right now and shopping
way
for jewelry,
too much.
You spend too much money. And I stand behind that 100%. You're spending way too much money. And if you want to get the most money for your old gold or jewelry, it's going to be at the Jewelry Center with Dean Murray. He's the owner. Guys, how many people that you know that are doing commercials that are sending you right to the guy that makes the decision? Not very
many.
You
don't even see the owner.
No, you don't see it. You can go into the Jewelry Center, 76 and Layton Plaza, and ask for Dean Murray. And he's there 90% of the time. He come right on out the back and help you out. It's three locations, though, 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield. Off of Blue Mile Road and Tri-City National Bank Building, right on the second floor. And a third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, go check my good friend out today. His name is Dean Murray. He's at the Jewelry Center. And you know what, girls? Don't forget about your guy.
Don't leave us out.
They got jewelry there for your man as well. Go to the Jewelry Center today and see Dean Murray and tell them the guys from the Big Show sent you.
He also did my Facebook, the Jewelry Center sponsored a Facebook. I can go live after every Packer game. This week it'll be a pregame, and the Jewelry Center is also the sponsor for that as well. So I thank Dean for that. So just go to shoptjc.com. And you can actually chat with somebody to help you.
It's a Robert Hack Diamonds Green and Gold Monday. Robert Hack Diamonds, where they always pay green for your gold. RobertHackDiamonds.com. We're talking Packers football on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Penalties help, especially on Will Harris, as Aaron Jones breaks loose. Aaron Jones, he's headed for the end zone, and he's going to be in with a Packer touchdown. A 75-yard dash from Aaron Jones to start the second half.
And that is how you break a game open, by taking the heart out of your opponent to start a second half. That pretty much did it. Aaron Jones, 75-yard touchdown run on the way to the Packers, winning 42-21. It's the Wendy's Big Show. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers Gary Ellerson, and Leroy Butler, and you, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. That highlight courtesy of Fox 6. L in Philly, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Afternoon.
What's up, my brother?
Not much, man. I'm just happy to see us on the offensive end, people going in motion. They're doing jet sweeps, all different types of, stuff to manipulate the defense where it wasn't with Mike McCarthy. Everybody complained about his offense being vanilla, and we don't have no type of diversity when it comes to the offensive end. Now we got that. Last year, it was rolled out. People complained about that. Now, year two, you can see the maturation of everybody in the offense. Receivers, Aaron Rodgers, Jones, with his, you can tell that he worked on his body. Before, I used to be scared to see him run through the tackles and all of that stuff. He's been taking some hits this year, and he just bounced right off of it and keep it moving. And the fact that we got the running backs and the depth and everything that we have, man, we're going to make some noise. And on top of that, you ain't got to go to these different places, these hostile environments, and deal with their fans. And all that other type of stuff. I mean, it may be fans further into the season, but it's never going to be like how it was before. We really got a chance to really put a dent in this, man, and win it. I'm really happy about it. I'm excited. Only thing, though, I just feel like that interior of our defensive line may need a little bit of help. I don't know if they may want to look and try to grab that boy Harrison, the boy Snatch Harrison or whatever it is, or somebody else to go alongside or, like, rotate with Kenny Clark. But I'm cool with everybody else, man. I'm just excited. I'm a little excited for Sunday, too. I know, real quick, I know I'm running, taking up a lot of time, but I remember when that whole situation with Drew Brees happened, and I saw that Za'Darius Smith put on there on his calendar. He made that one of his Instagram posts, and he never took it down. So I know he's going to take it personal. There's going to be some reckoning next this week coming up. So I'm really looking forward to that. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Great phone call. I love our callers. I really do. Gary, to me, I think he probably should have took it down when Drew Brees apologized and put that behind him, but that's up to him to do that. But the Snack Harris thing is always going to be there when they see my Travis Adams get pancaked. You're going to always get phone calls and people are going to say, do we have enough receivers? When you see Sternberger and MVS drop passes. You can eliminate that, these kind of calls, if you just catch the football. MVS could be leading the league in yardage and touchdowns if he catch it cleanly. Now, I believe in him, so I want him to really get the swagger that he needs to get to that level. Because I'm going to tell you something, when he had that possible concussion, he goes into protocol and comes back, that shows he's the toughest, he's a tough guy. But you got to catch the ball cleanly. And if you can't, if they want to play a lot more base, we got to have another rotation alignment in there, Gary. Otherwise, you're going to see Rashad Gary play a lot. 55s on the inside, and, of course, Preston Smith on the other side. That's not the best defense in the world to stop the run, okay? When you put Kiki out there at three linebackers, you're definitely playing pass, and, you know, you're up. But if you need to stop somebody like Kamara this week, and everybody else's favorite gadget guy that they bring in, number 7, won't say his name. But you're going to have the Saints play a physical style with Cameron Jordan. Gary, they play a physical style defense and offense. They just do. So this would have been the week, last week would have been a week to maybe bring somebody in that he could be ready to play unless they got somebody down on practice squad we don't know about. You know what we have to do now, Steve?
What's that?
We got to now start scouting their practice squad, like a normal roster. because these guys can get moved up so frequently and they have these guys available. So, you know, so I'm going to be making calls to Mike Clemens every week to talk about him off air about the practice squad guys. It may be somebody down there that they can rotation on this defensive line, because that's where it's an issue. And I would, one more thing, I would agree with Gary. I think there is some people, name it besides me and Gary, saying that the Packers have one of the best offensive lines in football.
Yeah, I don't disagree. And I think, like Gary brought up earlier, Rick Wagner, I mean, for everybody that was saying what they wanted to say about him coming into this thing, is they didn't pay him all that much money. Billy Turner very well may start at right tackle over him. Lane Taylor will be right guard, and that's how it was lining up. But Ricky Wagner gets his opportunity, and he played really well, I thought, yesterday, Gary.
No, he really did. I mean, he played damn well. I mean, he played at a really high level. For the amount of passes that they threw, I thought he protected well. Got one holding penalty, but you better hold your guy. You got Aaron Rodgers back there, right? But, you know, and what he does best, run block. I thought in the run game he was just absolutely incredible. And that's really why you brought him in. And so he felt like it felt like he was a stabilizing force there within this offense. And I think, you know, I don't want to get too ahead of myself. You know, they're asking me today, you know, what does it mean that they're 2-0? I go, they're 2-0. And we'll probably do this later this week.
What did Dennis say when you said that, Gary? What did Dennis say?
Next question, Tony. And then, of course, the rug goes in the spin so I can talk about how great it is, this, that, and the other. Because a lot of people put a lot of weight. A lot of people put a lot of weight on this Saints game, and I don't think this Saints game has a lot of weight on it either. I mean,
we're going to deal with that
2-1, and they have plenty of time to recover from it. Now, you know, listen, get back to me maybe week 8, and we can figure this thing out. This is uncharted waters. Steve, you already talk about all these guys getting hurt. I mean, I don't know if we've ever seen so
take
many
advantage
injuries
of
like
it.
This
running
up
6-8
in
a row
beginning where everybody is hurt. And listen, I just think the injuries, which I said earlier, I said you're going to see a lot of guys get hurt this year because they no real preseason, no real training camp, and how that works out is that soft tissue issues will happen, but when you're not putting a little stress on your body and working on it, and then now all of a sudden you got to go full go right now out the block. I mean, that's just really tough to put your body through. And so I think that's why you're seeing so many injuries that you're seeing up front. And they're leading to be season-ending injuries. Let's just knock on wood. The Packers have been able to overcome that. Now, we'll see if Davante Adams can play here coming up. Is that a Sunday night game?
Yes.
Coming up this Sunday night,
yes.
I believe.
But, Gary, don't you think Arizona is going to replace San Francisco? Because San Francisco, they're going to be missing Jimmy Garoppolo.
NFC West
is
going to be tough. I mean, yeah. I mean, they could. I mean, they could. But, listen. And a lot of people are talking about maybe the Lions or not the Lions. The Lions are a good football team. The Packers were down 14-3, I believe. And they had a good game plan. They just kind of got away from it a little bit. And Leroy, you're right. It's what we all been talking about all along. When the Packers start scoring points, then that exposes Matthew Stafford a little bit more, where he's got to try to move the football down the field. And, you know, and Leroy's favorite guy, Rashad Gary, I thought he played well.
Yeah, I thought he played fairly well, too. Back to more of your calls. Your calls for Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, the two former Packers, joining us each and every day during the week, Monday through Friday. But here, day after Packer games, nobody else is going to give you these two experts to ask your questions to or your comments for. Mike on the South Side, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show here on a Robert Hack Diamonds Green and Gold Monday.
Thanks, Sparky. Sure. Highlight of my day. No notebook. I'm on my communicator in my car. I'm coming off the dome. Keep it 100.
Okay, Bobo.
Here's my Packer take. Oh, Gary, great job. I caught you this morning. Sound like you didn't want to leave the show.
Oh, Gary's on day after games on the Bart Winkler show at 7 a.m.
They actually took my call right after he left. It didn't sound like wanting to leave, though.
Yeah, those guys are great.
Wait a
minute,
you've been up as long as I have, Gary.
Yeah, it's been early morning.
It's a working day, right?
Yeah.
Here's my Packer take. You know, I don't rip on the team, you know that.
Yeah, no,
I look
you
don't. To the future.
Yeah.
And everyone says, Saints. And I said, week 9, we're going to know. They got to go to San Francisco. And everybody's got injuries. Kenny Clark is out. What do we got? Two tight ends out now. That's your barometer. And if they can get home field advantage, it will work to their advantage because it's going to be cold. It's way down the road. There might be fans. But we can't have them flying to Seattle or San Francisco in the playoffs. And real quick, do you see they have four tight ends? Do you see them trading a couple tight ends?
Nope.
No? They'll keep all four?
No, they're not going to trade the tight ends. This offense is kind of based around the tight end position even more so than the wide receivers.
But last year they had Jimmy Graham. I don't even know who the backup was.
This offense isn't last year's offense, remember. Tanyan was there, but he was hurt. And you had Sternberger as well and Mercedes Lewis.
My question is, one tight end and a lot of money, and when Cincinnati and Arizona are like 1-7 at the deadline, do you think they will get another wide receiver? And I hang up and listen.
This is what we were doing last year too, Steve. Remember that?
Yep.
It was wide receiver.
It's not going to be any different this year either. And no. MVS is playing well. Davante Adams obviously is playing well, obviously until he hurt his hamstring, it appears, yesterday. So, I mean, both those guys, I think, are playing really well. But, I mean, you saw it when they kept their roster to only four wide receivers. I mean, then you obviously put Tyler Irvin in there, running back, wide receiver, or whatever. So, however you want to categorize him. But they clearly told you that they were not concerned about that position. And now St. Brown goes down again. And now he's going to miss some time as well. And he hasn't played yet. I'd be surprised.
They've been doing a great job of hiring St. Brown.
I'd be surprised if they went and got somebody, I guess, Leroy.
Yeah, and again, I said, it's going to be a lot of trading going on because everybody's running out of good players, and they're going to have to turn to some of these younger players. But, again, you just look at some of these guys, normally your special teamers, they're going to be starting games. And when you think about all the guys on that list who are out for the year, those guys are starters and Pro Bowls and All-Pro guys. And you normally don't have another All-Pro that you can just plug in there and play. But I'll say this about the Packers. It seemed like to me they were ahead of the curve, and they said, we're going to practice just in case somebody gets COVID. Not so much injuries. Nothing we can do about the injuries. But how about we prepare for both? So you really need to go back to make sure everybody's prepared. You got to practice like you're going to play, because at any time you can call, you know, they can just call your number. Like the kid they moved up at fullback, I bet you had no idea that he was going to be coming in at fullback. But, you know, and again, I get excited because you have an opportunity now. If San Francisco just started to just fade away and a team like Arizona starts to jump in, it's going to be some new teams by around 8 or 9. This thing may be, you may be seeing some very new teams in the playoff. Although I think my other nephew's all excited that Tampa Bay won a game. I'm like, they still don't look that great to me. But it seems like to me the national people, they're really looking what the Green Bay Packers are doing on the ground, as well as Aaron Rodgers. And we had a young man on, Steve, and we had a young guy come on, and he said if Aaron's guy would catch all their passes, how good he'd be doing. Can you imagine what his stats would be like if he didn't have any drops or just maybe won a game? He'd be throwing for another 350 yards and two more touchdowns. But for some reason, if they want to put that question to bed that Mike asked about receivers, catch the ball. So if you're MVS and you go to social media and you see that, you got to look in the mirror and just take a selfie. It's because of me. If I catch the ball, you can turn the phone off a selfie and show the other side now. Because I'm here and I ain't going anywhere. Whoever you bring in is not going to be stronger than me, not faster than me, and they sure can't catch it better than me. You got to prove that so it make the Packers say, hey, we did the right thing by having only five wide receivers. That's it, and not get one in the draft, and we're not going to trade for one. We believe in you.
All right, let's take a quick timeout. First, let me tell you all about Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. They invite you to their fantastic Mercedes-Benz dealership, conveniently located off I-43 North at Silver Spring Drive, blocks away from Bayshore Town Center in Glendale. It's only 15 minutes away from anywhere in Milwaukee, so it's close to you. Their knowledgeable team members are ready to provide you with the best Mercedes-Benz sales, service, finance, parts, and accessories in all of the Milwaukee area. And if you're looking for only the best offers on new and used Mercedes-Benz luxury cars and SUVs in the Milwaukee area, there's only one place. Stop by today, test drive one of their latest models at Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. They offer a great selection of new and used and many other popular models. Plus, they now have Sprinter and Metris vans. Again, if you're a commercial business, this is a no-brainer. If you're looking to upgrade your fleet or maybe you're starting a business looking for that first vehicle, there's not a better one out there than the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris van at this point. So check them out at MercedesOfMilwaukeeNorth.com. MercedesOfMilwaukeeNorth.com, and then stop by the dealership. When you get there, tell them Sparky and the Big Show sent you. They'll take great care of you and help you find the Mercedes-Benz. It's a great fit for you. It's the only greater Milwaukee Metro best of the best Mercedes-Benz dealer in the city.
It's a Robert Hack Diamonds Green and Gold Monday. Robert Hack Diamonds, where they always pay green for your gold. RobertHackDiamonds.com. We're talking Packers football on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer along with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. And lots still to talk about this Packer game from yesterday, including this aspect of the game.
All that motion serves a purpose. And Rodgers said we don't do that for window dressing. It's Jones. Aaron Jones to the end zone. It's another Packer touchdown. And another touchdown for Aaron.
That 14-yard touchdown catch highlighted another aspect of Aaron Jones' game, guys. That Leroy, I think Aaron Jones has improved on greatly since coming into the league, and that's being able to catch the football at a much higher rate than he was previous.
Yeah, Nick, he had 22 touches, and he had a drop. But I tell you what, that was the difference in his game a few years back, because they were comparing him to Kamara, who's a great pass catcher, and Dalvin Cook, who's a great pass catcher. And then you take it further, like a Christian McCaffrey, who's a great pass catcher, Austin Eckler, all those guys, they're high-volume catch guys as well as running the football. He is definitely in company now. That's why when we were saying his contract, what we were saying, how much you would give him. And to me, that if I'm him, he's just good as those guys, and he got to get the right contract. So they offered him, you know, allegedly $11 million. That's not going to fly. I mean, he won't be happy with that, Gary, because he'll see one day he'll look back and say, you know, my numbers are just as good or better than these guys, and they have better contracts than me. Now you got to go through a whole holdout situation. So it almost works out like a holdout now, but you're playing. Just play your contract out. Because there's no way they'll franchise tag you. They won't. You got to just bet that you won't get hurt and you'll keep performing like this. Because they're going to not, like, freeze him to, like, make sure he doesn't play well. He is their offense. He's their ground game. So if they want to win games, he's going to get a lot of high volume. You may see next week he get 25 touches altogether. But the guy's very doable. He's their short yardage guy. He's their ground. He's the middle the road guy. He's been very good at protection. And then when they bring in Jamal, it's almost like the defense is like, wait a minute. You know, this guy's just – I think Jamal Gary has slimmed down quite a bit, because he hit that one hole on that draw play, he was gone.
Yeah, you say he's in much better shape than he was last year. He does look like he slimmed down a little bit.
He looked very, very good. So it's a good two-headed monster, sort of like what they have in Cleveland, because that's really going to give people some problems when you're able to have, you know, a couple backs to do damage when they're in there. So, and I just think they're in a pickle, because they got $9 million and they know they're going to be asked about this every week as for the Aaron Jones contract, because how can you let a talent like that go? But then again, you may not be able to afford him and pay David Bakhtiari the money that he's looking for. So one of these guys or both of these guys probably going to play this thing out.
He is Leroy Butler. Gary Ellerson, your chance to talk with two former Packers after a Packer win here on a Robert Heck Diamonds Green and Gold Monday. Thoughts, comments, questions for him? They're here with you until 6 o'clock, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM The Fan. Mike in South Milwaukee, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
And Matt LaFleur is just, he's like surgical out there with his play calling. Besides that first opening drive in the red zone, he's, you know, had a little bit of problems with the call in place, but he's been really good with his play calling, and it's been putting us in good position to really do good on offense. And just, that offensive line is just phenomenal. It's been playing together and open up holes like the Dallas Cowboys back in the 90s used to open for those guys.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I would necessarily go that far, but yeah, they're playing well, though. Yes. Yeah, they're playing well. Yes.
You know, they're playing well right now.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, no question.
I got one question for you guys. Have you heard anything about Preston Smith? Because, you know, he hasn't been playing too well lately. Is there any kind of injury or anything?
He got a half a sack in that game, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, but
him and Rashawn Gary got to the quarterback at the same time.
Up to his, you know, last year's form.
Right.
You really haven't been hearing his name too much during the games.
Yeah.
Anything's wrong with that guy.
No. It's a legitimate question. Thanks for the phone call. It's a legitimate question because you see 55 is so active. He's the move guy. Well, you know, Preston Smith is not the move guy. He's the guy that's more reliable. So they'll drop him into coverage every now and then, and he'll just come from the outside. If you don't get a sack or they don't run his way, you really won't see a lot of him until it's time to just go after the quarterback, and that's when you start to see him show up. He's just a slow start. There's nothing wrong with him. He's fine. And trust me, he'll finish with double-digit sacks. But again, each week it's another guy. You know, like Gary said, with Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers, all the headlines. This week, offensive line, and you know, you get the offensive line, Aaron Jones. And, you know, this week, too, on defense, is the pick six, you know, for a touchdown. And then you didn't really give up a bunch of gaudy yards. And the next week, against Drew Brees, who knows, he may get two sacks.
Got a tweet here from Braden. Life is sunshine and rainbows. Why are people still talking about wide receivers? We've put up 40-plus points for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. We aren't going to have a lot of 100-yard wide receivers days, except for Davante Adams. It's going to be a lot of spread the ball around. So thankful 12 is taking the short passes. That's from Braden, Gary.
That's the difference.
No, I mean, I think people are always going to be doing it. I don't know why we keep trying to revisit. Well, I know. And I'm not saying this to be a bad Steve, because I know you're broadcasting. You can talk to two of the Packers and come call them, blah, 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 blah. But they're fans, and they're more like you. You know what they want the Green Bay Packers to do? Because this is your thinking. You're so close. You're right there. Why don't you go out and go for it?
Well, like Lil Roy's been saying, go get Antonio Brown for the last 5 or 6 weeks. Put you over the hump, providing he doesn't lose his mind.
Go for it. You need to go for it. You're right there. Who is that guy to make sure that you got a chance to win it all that you can go get? That's what people are looking for right now. That's why I keep talking about receivers, because they don't believe in MVS. They think we're still short of that position.
But yeah, it's his own fault, Gary, if he don't catch the ball. He opens it up for that. If he catches the ball, man, he got 6 touchdowns right now. He'll probably lead the league in yards. So it's going to come. But when you still can't get away from, they got 1,000 yards after 2 games. It took them 4 games last year to get to over 1,200 yards. So something is working. And to his point, it could be the quarterback taking the short passes, taking with the defense. I'm not in a hurry. I'm just, the only time he really got a little outside of himself, when Matt LaFleur called a timeout, he threw it to Tonyan down the middle, that would have been a touchdown. He got a little animated with that. Other than that, everything has been fine. Because that was the old Rodgers right there. You see?
Right.
Because I'm in a groove, man. You messing my groove up, dog. Just let me run this show. Just sit on the sideline. Let me run this
but
thing,
Leroy, by the end of the game, he's got his arm around LaFleur, and they're all good.
Yeah, but LaFleur got to just let it ride, man. let that thing ride. You done, you double down on it, and you got 100. Put the 100 out there. Let that thing ride. Just let 12 call it for you, and everything would have been great. So I don't mind the frustration, but they are definitely on the same page. That's why they look so sharp. Everything looks real sharp.
This segment sponsored by Tally's Tap and Eatery in Waukesha. Great homemade meals serving up 65-cent wings on Mondays, plus $3.50 premium tap beers. Tally's Tap and Eatery on Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Follow them on Facebook. Come back with more of your calls. Jacob Southside's going to lead things off. Back with more of your calls for the former Packers, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM The Fan.
It's a Robert Hack Diamonds Green and Gold Monday. Robert Hack Diamonds, where they always pay green for your gold. RobertHackDiamonds.com. We're talking Packers football on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Trailing by 11, quick snap, Rodgers, pass is complete and into the end zone. Aaron Jones with a Green Bay score and a Lambeau lead.
Aaron Jones, one of three touchdowns on the day as the Packers win 42-21 over the Detroit Lions. Taking your thoughts, questions on the Packers beating the Lions yesterday. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and you from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios. Tomorrow, a big, big, big day on Akeem Lavoy Judgment Day here on the Wendy's Big Show. 3 o'clock, President of Baseball Operations for your Milwaukee Brewers, David Stearns, will join the Wendy's Big Show. And then at 4:35, starting Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari will join the Wendy's Big Show. So Stearns and Bakhtiari tomorrow on Akeem Lavoy Judgment Day on the Wendy's Big Show. Not going to want to miss that one for certain. Up next, Jacob on the South Side. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and LaRue.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
What's
I'm a little bit annoyed today.
Okay, what can we help you
with? Why is that, Jacob?
Well, I mean, I watched the game yesterday, and I thought, what an entertaining game. That was, it was good times. And I jump on Twitter to kind of, you know, rejoice with fellow Packer fans afterwards.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here, we're 2-0. We just had two dominating blowouts. And you would think they were 0-2 after getting blown out twice. Because the first thing I see is, why don't we have a new receiver yet? We have all these holes that we need to fill on the defense, and don't get excited. This is only Detroit. And I just don't get it, man. Like, I don't know if it's something with society. Like, if you were a fan and you hated their offseason and you hated their draft, you would rather be right than to have the Packers be good. But I don't know. Maybe I'm weird. I enjoy watching my team dominate. So, and it's not just the fans. I feel like it's the local media. Like, people in this state, when it comes to their sport, or at least in this area, man, they're like, they're not happy unless they have something to be unhappy about. So my message is this, like, Packer fans, enjoy this. I mean, I think they're 16-4 since Matt LaFleur took over. Like, just enjoy the moment, man. Thanks.
Jacob, listen, he's right in one instance, Gary, because your post-game show with Bill Michaels, had they lost.
Had they.
How the phone calls normally go? We know this, right?
Well, we're gonna get into this a little bit tomorrow, but there were people calling in yesterday to the post game show, and we've got a call saved. We're gonna hit it hard tomorrow, but there were people calling in says this doesn't mean anything. they're tired of seeing the Green Bay Packers being regular season champs. That don't mean nothing.
Oh, they think the Packers are like the Bucks?
And one guy did mention the Bucks in his conversation as well.
Well, I don't think, listen, this is Matt LaFleur's second season. I don't think anybody knew they were going to be this good this quick. So my thing is, if you get upset when they get up, you know how we felt when they lost to San Francisco? Well, put that to the side. When they lost to Philly at home, people, full phone lines, people calling, all upset, replace this guy, they overrated, blah, blah. They shouldn't have paid the Smith brothers, blah, blah. I get all that. So when they win a game, they're supposed to win. Now, they were supposed to win. We all picked them to win by 10 or more points. So they did that. How can you dismiss it? Like, I mean, and you can still be critical and happy. Just like I said, the receiver question is never going to be put to bed when they have six drops, because that's ammunition for those people. Well, Leroy, why wouldn't they get a receiver that can at least catch? Because they want to find out. So they're finding out what they have. The worst thing for them to do is to bring in another guy, and they don't know what they have at MVS and Alan Lazard. So they're trying to find out. But while we're waiting on that development, we put up 1,000 yards in two games and over 80 points. I mean, what's all the hubbub, bub?
All right, we got another one here talking about wide receivers. Mark in Muskego, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
A little Bugs Bunny for y'all.
Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, good. What's going on, my brother?
Hey, 36. I'm a huge fan. Thank you for making me a bigger Packer fan than I ever would have been. Watching you on the field, doing your Lambeau leap, you, man, it was just great. Anyway,
thank you
back
so much.
To the Packer talk, everyone is down on MVS. In my opinion, people forget that Devontae, his first and second and
great point, year,
had the drop seas, right? Guess what
great
happened?
Point.
He worked through it. Rodgers believed in him,
great
kept
point.
Throwing him the ball. And what I love seeing, especially these last two games, MVS drops the ball, Rodgers goes right back to him. He trusts him. Same with Lazard. He trusts his receivers. That is something I have not seen in quite some time. Everyone wants Antonio Brown and a big-name receiver. I think you got it. If Aaron Rodgers trusts him, you don't need a big-name receiver. These guys are not selfish. They're team players, and that's what you need to win a championship. My concern is defense. You need to stop the run, and we're going to find out real quick if we're able to do that when we play the Saints. The Saints
will
be a great gauge of how we are as a football team. They're fast. They're vicious on offense and defense. And that's all I got. And my point to Gary and Leroy, anytime you guys want to go fishing, you let me know. I guide part-time. I'm living in your hood in Muskego. I'll take you.
Okay, what kind of fish you got? Now, I like walleye. What fish can you catch? What can you catch?
Depends on the season. Walleye is spring and fall. Okay. Right now, the bass are moving up shallow, smallmouth, largemouth. In another couple weeks, the northern pike will start coming up, too. So,
hey, give our producer your information. We're going to hold you to that. It won't be this year, though, because we wrapped up in football and a pandemic. But most definitely, I would love that.
Yeah, you can call back next year.
Yeah.
That's perfect with the information.
Sounds good. Don't do that. Don't do that. Hey, Dan,
you
get his information,
man. You aren't
going
to remember to call Mark next year, man.
If Dan get, that's why I want Dan to get his information.
I live 2 minutes from your radio show. I'm on the cutting.
Thank you.
He's on the Cutting Edge Outdoor Show Saturday mornings from 6 to 8. Yeah.
Okay, well, what's wrong with Dan? Right. Get Dan your information.
All right, hold on. There you go. All right, Plucker, there you go.
See,
get that from
Leroy. Don't stop me from getting on fresh fish, man.
Man, you got Gary, man. He's the pipeline you've waited your whole life
bass,
for.
Man. Gary like them bass, man. I like walleye. That's what I go after.
All right,
coming
up next, the Packers were 13-3 last season. Do you think this year's team is even better than that? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.